Now, I guess it's the proof isn't given here, but it's extremely easy to show that the midpoint method is a method of order h squared. The intuitive reason for it is the following. As long as if I do a Taylor expansion about the midpoint, and then you will find that, let's see how to do it. So if we do a Taylor series expansion, we will find that that about the midpoint, that we get that the value of the function is h times the tangent of the midpoint plus h squared times the second derivative plus h cubed times the third derivative. If I only evaluate that at the point at points equidistant about the midpoint, the second derivative term always cancels out because it occurs with equal value at x0 and x1. And so the only terms that ever appear are the linear term and the cubic term. And so as long as I can use the tangent as the midpoint, I'm bound to get an order h squared method. But you can tell me, well, I didn't actually get the midpoint right, but that doesn't matter because I got the midpoint right with an error of order h. So the error in the midpoint does give an error of order h, but that's multiplied by h because the whole method's of order h, so I get the error in the midpoint also of order h squared. So the total error is of order h squared. And so this is shown here by using this midpoint method or modified Euler's method or world's simplest Runge-Kutta method. And you can see here that for n of 128, we do get an error which is 2.7 times 10 to the minus 5. Which is 0.4, which corresponds to, you see here, 0.45 over h squared. As the error is 0.45 times h squared. So you can see that this is far better. We've got an error which is decreasing quadratically. So it's 10 to the minus 5 rather than 10 to the minus 2 after 100 iterations, and so so we have a huge increase in accuracy, and the computational cost was essentially just a few times worse. Maybe it was 3 or 4 times worse because I had to calculate these intermediate values. So the computational cost, which per iteration is a modest factor, I've gone from linear convergence to quadratic convergence. Which, as long as I have a reasonable number of iterations, that's an enormous factor because it's effectively a factor of the number of iterations. So, for 100 iterations, the difference between linear and quadratic is naively a factor of 128. It happens to be even a factor of 2 better because this is 0.45 over h squared, not 1.2 over h. 0.45 times h squared, not 1.2 times h. So, obviously, you would never use Euler's method if you could use modified Euler's method. You can always use modified Euler's method. So Euler's method is essentially never to be used except as a sort of an easy first method to get started with.